A wedding ministry begins with a simple but powerful question. Who are you called to serve? Many new wedding officiants begin by saying, "I will serve anyone who asks." That sounds generous, and there is a good instinct in it. We want to be available. We want to bless couples. We want to say yes when people are looking for someone to help them enter marriage. But faithful ministry also requires discernment. Jesus noticed people. He saw the crowds. He saw the woman at the well. He saw Zacchaeus in the tree. He saw the sick, the overlooked, the searching, the religiously confused, and the spiritually hungry. Ministry begins when we learn to see people clearly. In wedding ministry, you are not serving an abstract category called couples. You are serving real brides and grooms with stories, families, wounds, hopes, spiritual backgrounds, financial pressures, cultural expectations, and dreams for the future. Some wedding ministers may be especially called to serve young couples preparing for their first marriage. Others may serve couples in rural communities, military couples, blended families, older widows and widowers, couples reconnecting with faith, couples from broken family backgrounds, or couples who want a deeply biblical ceremony. You are not trying to exclude people harshly. You are trying to understand your mission field. A common mistake is trying to build a wedding ministry for everyone. When you serve everyone in the same generic way, your message becomes vague. Couples may not know what makes your ministry Christian, trustworthy, or helpful. Ask yourself, who do I understand? Who seems to open up to me? What kinds of couples has God already placed in my path? What marriage needs do I notice in my community? What burdens my heart when I think about weddings and marriage? Your calling may begin with compassion. You may see couples who have no spiritual guidance. You may see families who need healing. You may see a community where marriage has become a contract instead of a covenant. Wedding ministry becomes clearer when you know who you are called to serve. Do not rush this question. Pray through it. Listen carefully. Let God show you the couples and community He is preparing you to bless.